You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 20. And today we're doing a course correction. We're going to optimize a part of your business that may be leaking profits without you knowing it. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, it's Melanie here, and today I'm going to share a little technique that I use with my clients when it's time to optimize their results. And this is a technique that I found that a lot of people skip when they are in this fast-paced, I just got to get something out there, or an entrepreneur that's birthed the product and they're really attached to it. They often skip these very steps that can help increase their sales. A long time ago, I learned from one of my colleagues that there's a huge distinction between a marketer and an entrepreneur who's really attached to their product. And what happens is for many of us who have these great products, these great services, but we're really attached to them, we don't necessarily think marketing is the best skill or asset we have. And then marketers, they're not necessarily strong in the delivery, but they're really, really good at getting the attention of their ideal clients because they understand one very important thing, and that is how to communicate the benefit of the solution they provide. And so they will do a great job of enrolling tons of people, even if their offering isn't as good as the next person's. So today I'm going to reveal a little bit of the trick that they use to help them really like nail their message and position their offering well so that people can't wait to buy it from you. Now, I've been coaching coaches and heart-based entrepreneurs, visionaries, people with a lot of passion for their offerings for 15 years. And I'm one of those people. And one of the things that I realized in my own business, as well as the people that I've worked with over the years, is that early on, if you don't get this one thing right, you're going to have a ton of effort for very little results in your marketing and sales efforts. So I want to share with you a little formula I created over the years to really understand who your sweet spot is in your marketing. Now, here's why this is really critical. I was working with a client a few years ago who went through my Money DNA program, and she was finding that she could not sell anything, even though she was really passionate about her offering. And she knew that her offering was really, really good. It was a, she had a nutritional approach to healing hormone imbalance and a lot of the menopause issues that women face as they enter into that stage of their life. But she couldn't sell it for the life of her. Now, this is a two-part formula. I'm going to share with you a little bit about both formulas in hopes that if you're struggling with this same challenge, that you can use this process to get better results. Now, here's what I did with Serena. So Serena, first of all, was not selling and was having a hard time with the sales conversation. She had no shortage of people to talk to, but it wasn't converting well. And so the first part that I looked at with her was who was her ideal client. And she actually thought it was everybody, at least everybody who was menopausal or of that age. And I think in a lot of ways, she really saw it as everybody because her process could work for pretty much anybody to get to ideal health. So we had to look at who really is our ideal client. And I have a bullseye that I use as a visual. So imagine there's a bullseye. And in the middle of that bullseye is your ideal client, but it's also the smallest ring. And when I explained to Serena that what was happening was she was trying to sell to everybody and everybody doesn't have the problem and that the people who are in that very small bullseye are the ones that are actually ready to invest in a solution because they're tired of having the problem that she helps people solve and they actually have the mental capacity and the time to solve it and the money. So you can see right now it's a smaller circle, right? Well, when we start to look at who our ideal client really is, we can understand there are rings. There are people who are hungry for the solution. They're ready to buy right now. And they're usually the fastest to say yes. And they're the easiest person to have an enrollment conversation with or to sell through your online portals or your retail store or whatever you do, because they already know they want this. They are just trying to understand, are you the right person to get it from? That's a huge shift for a lot of people who are struggling with all kinds of sales issues, because what's happening for most people that have sales issues is they don't really understand who their ideal client is. So they're spending a lot of time and energy on people who are not ready to buy. Now, it doesn't mean you won't somehow address those other people, but we have to understand what is required of the other rings. So if you could imagine that bullseye that's inside of a box, the box itself is everybody on the planet. And so we know right away, not everybody on the planet needs or wants what it is we do. So we have to become discerning about who's in the box and who's in the circle. Those people in the circle were made up of three rings. I already told you about the middle one, the very tiny one in the middle. The ring outside of that are people who do have the problem or they want the solution, but they haven't yet made a decision to solve it. And usually that's because they don't understand the cost of the problem. So they, and or their mindset is adapted to struggle. So they're used to being in the struggle and they haven't had somebody help them really see how important it is to solve the problem, or they simply haven't yet understood the cost of this problem enough to want to seek out a solution. So these people are typically on the easier to enroll list, but they require some education and nurturing. First of all, they need education to understand that they have a problem that's costing them and that if they keep putting up with it, what the impact is going to be to their real dream or to their business or to their life or to their relationship, et cetera, et cetera. So whatever your thing translates to. And those people also need nurturing. They need to develop a relationship so when they are ready to buy, they think of you. This is why drip marketing and having ongoing social media presence and different offerings that pull people in at different times. Not too long ago, I guess it was about 6 months ago, I ran a special on to my community on my Profit Explosion Toolkit, which is one of my best selling small tools that anybody can use to help increase their profits. And when I did that, what happened was it does offer people an opportunity to work with me privately if they want additional help. And several people who had been on my list for years enrolled in that process. Now, had they been on my list for years? Yes. But they hadn't been ready to solve the problem. And when they were, and I educated them the cost of the problem through my Profit Explosion Toolkit, they were ready to take the leap to work with me. And interestingly enough, two of the women who'd been on my list the longest upgraded to even more coaching because they knew it was time to solve the problem and we had built rapport and trust by then. So you can see that second ring is a critical ring for development of a relationship and nurturing. Now, there's a third ring before you get to the big box, and that is they have the problem, but they are so not capable of solving the problem right now. So usually it's a time issue, a priority issue, or a money issue. That means that they don't have the money, they don't have the time, and they can't make the time, and or the priority is somewhere else. So they're putting their attention on that. And if you understand that, you can see again that they're in the long-term nurturing. But they are not going to probably do anything in the near future. So what I find is if you understand this little system, you will make immensely better decisions about how you support the different types of clients. And you're not going to waste a lot of time and energy setting up appointments with people who are in that third ring when they're probably not going to buy. Your job is to figure out how do you educate them and keep them engaged so when they are ready to solve the problem, that they get you, right? Like they know you're in front of them because they're getting your materials. Now, there are some people that would say you can actually enroll all three of these rings, and you could. But you need to understand the sales process is vastly different for rings 1, 2, and 3. And you need to understand what their absolute burning desire is and the buying criteria, what has to be there for them to actually elevate the priority to, I need to deal with this right now. Okay. So again, ring number one, ideal client, they're actually looking for the solution. They're the fastest to get to a yes. And they're literally looking for the right person or the right product or the right place to do what they need to get done. Ring number two, they have the problem, but they haven't made a decision yet. And they usually require some nurturing and development to understand the cost of the problem or of not going for the solution. And the third ring, not ready to solve because of money, time, or prioritization. They are prioritized somewhere else. And often they are the longest to develop a relationship with to get them ready. And so I worked with this little formula many years ago with a client in Australia who was spending a lot of time with people in person, putting these massive presentations together, and they weren't buying. And what we realized was is that he didn't have a system to evaluate which level of client they were, because most of them did have the problem, but their budget was tied up in other places, so they were not going to invest in a solution when he was giving a presentation. They were just seeking information. So we had to restructure how he educated and nurtured those relationships when they weren't ready to buy, so he didn't waste time on them. And that's really the next step, is to develop a really good prospect evaluation system. So there's a couple of different things I help my clients with, one of which is having them fill out an application. Another system is you have a team member who pre-qualifies people before they get to you. And a third solution is you have some hoops that somebody has to go through before they get in front of you, meaning they might have to watch a video series, or they may have to talk to a few different people or read a manifesto, right? There's something they have to do that helps them get qualified. Now, I have a lot of online offerings, but I also do private coaching. I have group programs, and I do consulting from time to time. So the way this translates for someone like me, because I know we have a lot of coaches and consultants and service-based professionals in our community here, is you really need to make sure that you have a way to discern early enough what is it that the person really needs from you in your programs, and have a way to guide them into the appropriate steps to get to you. So sometimes people call that a funnel. Sometimes it's just an application process, but really start to dig into that and understand it. Now, here's why this can optimize your sales process. First of all, anything you can do to lessen your time with non-buyers is profit in the bank for you, because your time is valuable. And if you're wasting it on people that can't buy or aren't ready to buy, and you don't have a way to discern that early enough, then you have a breakdown in your marketing and your sales process. And then one thing that I learned along the way in my own offerings is that my best clients had spent some time learning from me before we worked together. So they'd either gone through one of my entry-level programs like the Profit Explosion Toolkit or Money DNA, or I had given them some things to review before they got to me, including they had a sense of the type of results I would get for my clients that were similar to them. So there's some ways that you can set up steps before someone meets with you to really get them educated about you and the way you do things, so they make a decision faster. So here's a great opportunity for you. If you think that your sales and marketing process could use some tweaking, then perhaps you want to do this quick analysis. And this goes into testing and tracking a little bit. So if you're not doing that actively, then get ready. This is going to be one of the next things we talk about in the podcast series. But what I want you to think about is, how are you tracking how many people you talk to, and or how many people come to your point of sale opportunity? So if they're talking to someone, that would be that person. If they're going to an online spot, then, you know, a website or an online way to capture a sale, that is your point of sale. How many people are going there and are buying versus not buying? And that will tell you very quickly how well you've done this. Now, the online format does change it a little bit, but this still works. Now, once you understand that, and you understand, is it a good percentage for your industry? Because, you know, every industry is different. And does it make sense for you? Do you like this? Do you like that you're only enrolling 10% or that you're enrolling 50%? If you're at 80%, 70 or 80%, you're probably doing great. But do you feel good about the percentage? And could it be better? And if it was better, would you be optimizing your time and your enrollment better? Now, the last step of this formula is, once you really understand who's in the circle, is to define them and to really start to develop the messaging and the product positioning that speaks to that person in a way that's compelling and enrolling. And what that means is, stop being attached to language that's exciting to you but means nothing to your ideal client. One of the tipping points for someone who's in those first two rings is, are you communicating through your message that what you do solves a problem they don't want to have anymore, or that provides a solution or an outcome or a dream that they're excited and inspired by and can't get to on their own? That's the power of messaging. And so when I'm working with my clients, this is what we're looking at, is who's in the inner circle and what are the attributes of the person that's in the ring just outside of that. And then what's the message that is the intersection of what you do well, what your product or solution does for your ideal client, and what they're burning to solve. And that creates this powerful, exciting, inspiring language. Now, I didn't learn this overnight. It's been 15 years of developing this process, and, you know, we're all constantly refining this as we go. So look at this as an opportunity to refine and amplify your marketing message, your positioning, and really understand who you serve. Now, I know you're probably going to ask a question like this. Well, Melanie, what if it is for everybody? Or I don't want to limit myself to just men or women, or I'm afraid to limit my demographic. Here's my standard answer for that. And again, this is something I learned over the years as well. And that is, when you design really good, compelling language and you know who the best client is for you, the key isn't trying to make it plain vanilla so it works for everybody. It's recognizing that when you're enrolling your ideal client, there will be other people who still respond to that, even if they're not the perfect client. But if you have like 17 different versions of your ideal client, you got to ask yourself why. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid to let go of? What are you afraid will happen if you refine your message and you refine your positioning down to a core audience, a core avatar that really will get great results? Chances are that you're afraid you're going to lose money because you're going to leave people out. And that's actually not what happens when you follow this process. So I'd be curious to know, have you defined your ideal client? Do you know really clearly what the avatar of that person is so that you can design messaging? And do you know who's in your first ring, your second ring, and your third ring? I'd love to have a dialogue about this in the Amplify Your Success community. This is some valuable experiences that people get to have about optimizing their marketing process. And everyone benefits when we share deep knowledge like this. So head over to the Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com, and let's get into a dialogue about this. Let's share some tips. Let's share some insights and some techniques. And maybe even let's talk a little bit about who your ideal clients are, because my guess is there's people that can partner with you and support you in the community. All right, we'll be back again next week with another Power Pack session, and I'll look forward to hearing your insights on the sweet spot marketing process. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.